Primus.
Maybe that you want a good day.
Yes. Monday is upon us every seventh day, so what's the big story today? Well, the last Monday of summer, 2013, if that affects you one way or another. And speaking of the weather, Ken Kessler and I and you probably interested on an just sort of on a concerned level, what's going on in Colorado with all of the rain there. The Rocky Mountain foothills are a mess. That's the simplest way. And the weather's so bad, continues to be so bad, there is difficulty getting in with the helicopters to get people out of certain circumstances. How'd you like to live there? This is normally, I've been there any number of times, beautiful part of our country. But the rain has been there, what, how many days has it been? It's almost a week, right? Pouring rain.
It's been a week or so, yeah.
Yeah. A foot. Heard the governor say if it had been snow, they'd have 15 feet of snow there. So be happy the storm settled in September instead of December. It's probably that's the way. If you want to look for a silver lining, that's probably the silver lining that you most would care under the circumstances to have. Woof! What a reality, though. That whole area. There was these people that have died over the weekend. Two 19-year-olds, Wiana Nelson and Wesley Quinlan. They were swept away after driving into the floodwaters and leaving their car. Oh. An 80-year-old woman, a 60-year-old woman in Larimer County, missing, presumed dead after the floodwaters just washed away their homes. If you've seen some of the video, if you've seen some of the pictures that have come from this area, you think it's a movie. You look at that. This can't really be happening, all these houses washing away like that. Yes, it is. And yes, it does. Colorado National Guard says we're looking at ground operations to try to do something, but they can't get in there either with the flooding as bad as it is. So, not a good situation, not at all. Here's an interesting, Rhea, by the way, we're going to have a 2020 history quiz later on in this hour for those of you who are history buffs. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, join the family. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Jennifer will be back, I think, next week after having been gone for a month or so. We miss her, and if you're new to the program, you'll find out why starting next week. Not that we aren't capable. I've been doing this a long time. I got it. I know how to do this. But it's just nice to have Jennifer there and her fresh overview. Okay, people say it's 10 past the hour. Where's the news from Syria? Well, I might decide I don't want to do any news from Syria. But I will, just because it's something that people are still yakking about. UN set to release its report on the chemical weapons attack in Syria. Don't you love the news media? The alleged attack. Really, alleged? 1,400 people are dead. Why would you use the word alleged when it comes to the gas attack? Oh, the allegation is that Syria did it? No, that's not the way. The alleged chemical weapon attack is a foolish way of referring to what went on over there. Anyway, the report is in typical United Nations fashion, they're not going to name who's responsible. What the hell is the point of the report? Right?
Yeah.
Its primary purpose, the UN says, is to confirm that an attack took place. What a meaningless, gutless, spineless bunch of boobs. Of course.
In the video, I know an attack took place.
Ah, we need them to do that. Meanwhile, the U.S. and the Russians put together an agreement that probably will lead to the complete destruction of the weapons they have now. That doesn't mean they aren't going to go out and buy some more. This is all a game, and it becomes kind of foolish under the circumstances. Ever seen pictures of what these things look like? The chemical, it almost looks like a torpedo. The sarin gas in these torpedoes, and they actually drop them on areas from airplanes. They can be dropped from helicopters, that kind of stuff. So what I want to know is how this guy gets so much of this stuff, given the fact that he supposedly has 1,000 tons. The Russians have 2,000 tons. We have 3,000 tons. How'd this little country get so much of this? And where do they come from? Are they made in America? Are they made in Russia? Are they made in China? Where are they made? I'd want to know that I'm more interested in perhaps eliminating the source. How about we drop a few bombs on the plant that's making this stuff? Is that too hard-crusted? Don't forget.
Unless we find out that it's here in America.
Oh, right. We don't want to bomb that place.
We don't want to bomb ourselves.
Yeah. How many people think it probably is made in America? 888-302-3684. By the way, the same storm system that has gone from Colorado. If you look at Interstate 25, that goes north and south from our Canadian border, pretty much straight down through Denver and Colorado Springs, all the way through across, almost cuts Colorado in half, and you follow it down. There's been a rainstorm that's affected that whole area. Those of you who listen in El Paso, for example, have had a lot of rain this past weekend, and gone into Mexico, storms there. There have been some tough storms that have come in from the Pacific Southwest as well, and the Gulf Coast. There is, for the first time this season, we're halfway through September, the first information or news I've seen about any kind of tropical storm, any kind of potential hurricane, Tropical Storm Manuel and Hurricane Ingrid. Apparently, they're on the east, and Ingrid, which is the second named hurricane of the Atlantic season, could reach Mexico today. Heavy rains on the region, 10 to 15 inches of rain, probably in some of the areas on the eastern side of Mexico, 25 inches of rain, maybe on the west coast because of the other storm over there. So there's lots and lots and lots of rain all over the place, some of it from these hurricanes. Not likely that that's the scenario up in Colorado because they aren't affected, although I would wonder, Kenny, if you wouldn't mind looking into that for a second, what is the reason for all the low pressure activity all the way up into Colorado, north of there, in the Dakotas, Montana, that whole area, Wyoming, just really drenched. So what's the what has happened that brings this? Because I said before, it's pretty unusual for on the east side of the Rockies to have a storm like this coming in from the west. The mountains basically break that stuff up. They never have hurricanes up there or any of this sort of thing. So what the heck? Where did this all come from? Global warming. Maybe Kenny will check it out though. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, women listening to this program, do you have a problem with puffiness and bags under your eyes? And do you think they are the hardest thing to get rid of when it comes to cosmetology and when it comes to your beauty? Well, that was the case until now. Introducing GenuCell, stem cell therapy that specifically targets eye puffiness and bagginess. Due to new technology, GenuCell is incredibly powerful. It's a clinical-grade serum guaranteed to show results in as little as 12 hours. Right, in 12 hours, you could be looking at your face and seeing something that you really like. Your eyes without the puffiness. And by the way, this will work in 12 hours, or you can ask for your money back. That's the people who are using GenuCell reporting that it works in 12 hours with dramatic improvement in less than 2 weeks. It's a classic. GenuCell contains 8 extra ingredients to significantly reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Plus, GenuCell uses patented plant stem cell technology. You've heard a lot about stem cell technology. Well, this comes, the product here is plant-based, and that's what's good about it. It's all natural, and it'll improve the looks of your eyes. Brilliant results. Really cool. So call now, 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262 to try GenuCell risk-free. Say goodbye to the puffiness in the bags. Call now and get the Esotique face cream, the jar of Esotique that's really a legendary cream in and of itself, absolutely free for trying GenuCell. 800-543-9262. The best skin care, the best results. 800-543-9262.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood. Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says talk to me next season. Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sharp. Save $70 on a 51-inch Samsung plasma TV, only $479.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends 9/21/13. See stores or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, Doug Steffen, Good Day program with Ken Kessler, Evan Mantell at the controls in our studio in Washington. 2020 news quiz time. Today marks the anniversary of one of the most interesting voyages in the history of the planet. How many of you stick your nose up in the air and say that your ancestors came over on the Mayflower? If you do, you have that staunch English pedigree. You should know that on this day in 1620, 102 passengers and crew set sail on the Ocean Blue from Plymouth, England. So where did they land? Their destination was the New World. They encountered a lot of stormy weather, treacherous seas. 41 people survived, and they landed in one of the four following communities. Was it Jamestown, Provincetown, Plymouth, or Boston? Where did the Mayflower and those who were survivors land after their trip, which began on this date in 1620, took them across the North Atlantic? 888-302-3684. Ooh, fun and a swell prize. 2020 History Quiz wants to know where the crew and the survivors of the Mayflower landed. Was it Jamestown, Provincetown, Plymouth, or Boston? 888-302-3684. I figured you have a little curiosity in your little finger. If you don't know, you might want to check it out. Then some people say, I know the answer to that. 888-302-DUGS, 21 after the hour. This is the Monday Good Day program. How do you do?
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Single that ascended to number one on the charts during this week in 1978. I think this was the first, wasn't it the first album for Boston? Am I remembering that correctly, Kenny?
No, this was the second. The first one was just called Boston. That had More Than a Feeling on it.
Ah, okay. But there,
this was the quick follow-up.
This is one of those groups where most of the hits sound similar, right, don't mm-hmm. they? Their style, et cetera, et cetera. But it was popular, obviously, by the fact that Ken just suggested, now that I think about it, I do remember that. Didn't remember the order in which it happened. But Don't Look Back, number one album and single during this week in 1978. From the College of Musical Knowledge, Doug and we have 25 past the hour. Let me repeat our 2020 history quiz before we get into a couple of the late night show segments from last Friday night. You are being asked to figure out where the Mayflower landed. It left England, Plymouth, England, on this date in 1620. With 102 people on board, 41 survived, and they landed in one of the four following communities: Jamestown, Provincetown, Plymouth, or Boston. Which of those four is the home, or was the home? Well, it's interesting because there's a twist to the question, as you might imagine. So you have a guess. Help yourself. Swell prize is yours if you're the right answer. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, from the late night programs last Friday, a couple of excerpts. Jay Leno first, then Jimmy Fallon here on Good Day.
You said I've lost some weight. I'm on that new Obama diet. Yeah. Every day I let Vladimir Putin eat my lunch. Yeah, that's how it works. That's how it works. What'd you see this in the paper? Russian President Vladimir Putin wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times where he took some pot shots at President Obama. He's now using the American media to criticize the president. And after reading it today, Fox offered him his own show. So I thought that was interesting. Hey, I've been reading up... I've been reading up on Obamacare because, you know, it kicks in October 1st. A lot of it does. And here's something I didn't know. It now covers surgical strikes in Syria. Did you know that?
I cannot wait for this. Next week is the new season of Survivor. I love it. I'm a big fan. It premieres next week. But get this. So this new season has a good twist. It has returning contestants competing for $1 million against their own family members. So, yeah. So if you're wondering what it takes for people to be willing to be stranded on an island with their families, the answer is $1 million. And no less. Nothing less. That's it. I'll do it. I'll eat bugs. Yeah, I don't care. That's right. Family members trying to one-up each other for a chance at money and fame, or as that show's already called, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
All right. 888-302-3684. All right, so we have some interesting folks who have guesses. We'll get to them in a few moments. Our thought for the day today, Monday is a good time for us to be thinking about our lives. The purpose of life is a life of purpose. Robert Byrne wrote that. Think about it for a moment. The purpose of life is a life of purpose. I remember one of the slogans that we had at my alma mater, Heidelberg University in Tiffin, Ohio, was to try to present to the world students who had gone through our college and would be headed toward a life of purpose with distinction. I always thought that was really kind of cool. And I like this too. The purpose of life is a life of purpose. What is your purpose today? Think about it. What are you going to do that's good for everybody? 28 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Madeline and Reagan. What do you think of the argument that corporations have a right to practice religion by refusing to provide contraceptive services under Obamacare?
They're not a religion. They don't have a theology. The people who are practicing religion as such to prevent Obamacare from providing contraceptives, I think are really more motivated by doing something negative to Obama than any sort of religious feeling they have. No, we're talking about employees of large corporations here and what the insurance company may provide them.
Businesses and corporations are established for the purpose of making profit. Religious institutions are established for the purpose of expanding faith, bringing the community together. I completely agree with Ron that some people are negative, just want to be negative on Obama's breathing on this earth.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Stay inside. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I are here to bring you in, I suppose, focus or within striking distance of most of the important information and the stories of the day today, the news nuggets, I call them. What is in the news today, and what does it mean to you? If you're in Colorado, you don't have to be a genius to figure that out. I'm looking at some of the pictures, more pictures of parking lots, for example, where cars were parked. I'm not sure whether this is a car dealership or whatever it is, but I'm looking at this. There must be 100 cars, and they're all pretty much underwater, which in a circumstance like this, you bring in the junk man, because for the most part, once a car sits in water like this for X number of days, unless you completely rip it apart, which most of the time isn't financially feasible, the car is junk. There's too much compromise to the wiring in the car, the engine, even though it's tight, seal tight from the outside. There's always some way the water can get in, and never mind the upholstery or the interior of the car, which usually is the first thing you look at. You say, ugh, man, this is done. So hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands and thousands of cars, 500 people missing, unaccounted for, in these devastating floods, and 4 more inches of rain expected today. Whew. Unbelievable. 888, be happy you're not there. Or I didn't hear from anybody yet in El Paso. Let me see. We got anybody on the phone that's in El Paso? No, I don't see any callers. Let's get to our 2020 News Quiz question so that we can ferret out what it is that people know or don't know about this date in history. The Mayflower, if you're just joining us, left from Plymouth, England on this date in 1620. And they landed at one of the 4 following points: Jamestown, Provincetown, Plymouth, or Boston. 888-302-3684. Abby listening in Puerto Rico. Hi, Abby. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning to you. What's the weather like there this morning? Pretty hot.
Hot and sticky.
That's pretty much it every day, right? Hot and sticky. But you like living there? What do you like best about living there?
I love the tranquility. We're on a little tiny island off the east coast of Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
No stoplights, not a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
It's paradise.
How about, what do you do for a living there, though? How hard is it to find a job?
It's very hard to find a job that pays anything, really. But I actually teach in a little private school for children who want to learn in English. It's terrific. There are 27 kids, and they're just awesome. So it's
good.
A lot of fun.
How long have you lived there?
I've lived here 20 years.
Good for you. What brought you? Was it the job that brought you there, or something else?
No, my dad had a home here, and he lost it in Hurricane Hugo. And the year after that, I came down and took a leave from my teaching in Massachusetts and said, gee, maybe I don't like those winters so much.
Join the crowd. Where in Massachusetts did you live?
I was on the South Shore, down in Cohasset.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, maybe that'll help you to understand that's situate that whole area down there. It's very nice. I was down not Hanover. Where was the mall? Isn't that awful?
Yeah, Hanover's got the mall.
Yeah, there's the mall. And it went right out of my mind where I was. Anyway, not important. The important thing is that you take a shot at the answer to this question. Where did the first founders or settlers on the Mayflower land on this date they left on this date in 1620. Where'd they land? Jamestown, Provincetown, Plymouth, or Boston?
In Plymouth, what they named Plymouth.
No, they didn't.
They landed in Cape Cod.
Well.
And then they named it Plymouth.
Well, you're sort of half right and half wrong. Plymouth is not the right answer. I gave you a couple of stabs, so it's not fair to the others. Let me keep moving. Abby, it was nice meeting you and chatting with you. Don't be a stranger. Thanks for listening. Here's Michael in Auburn, Alabama. What say you, Michael?
Yes.
Yes. You say yes, and how am I doing? I'm well, thanks. How about you?
I'm doing fine.
That's good. All right, so what's the name of the community? It isn't Plymouth. We've established that. So it's either Jamestown, Provincetown, or Boston.
I'm leaning toward Jamestown, but I might be wrong.
You are. You're more than might be wrong. You are wrong. But that's a good try. It makes sense because a lot of history was made in Jamestown. Tony's in Roanoke, Virginia. I'm going to give you a chance to change your idea, given the fact that you originally guessed Plymouth and you were wrong. So you want to take a stab at it, Tony, another one of the towns?
Yeah, I'm going to say, and before I give my answer, are you from Ohio?
I went to school in Ohio, Northwest Ohio, a community called Tiffin.
Yeah, I'm from Ohio, that's why. I never knew that. My guess is Boston.
Boston. let's see. We've had Provincetown. I'm sorry, we've had Plymouth. We've had Jamestown. We've had Boston. So that gives us, because all of those are wrong, that brings us around to the right answer, which nobody would really get credit for anyway, because if we've given you all the wrong answers, then the right answer is obvious. Tony, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. The answer is Provincetown. And then everybody worked around it. Provincetown is on the tip. Actually, the first caller, Abby, was right, but she didn't have the right name of the community. The tip of Cape Cod is known as Provincetown. And it was called Provincetown because these people who landed there thought that this was the provincial home of the new colony. And then they realized that it wasn't, that there was water on three sides, so wait a minute, this can't be what we thought it was. So they kept going, and they landed at Plymouth. And if you've ever been to Plymouth and seen the Plymouth Rock, I always wonder about this because I don't think it's the real rock. Because the rock, I mean, I could pick the rock up practically. Well, not, it probably weighs 400 or 500 pounds, so I'm not that strong. But it's not a big thing. You go, you figure there's this huge, big rock. Wow, Plymouth Rock. And it's not a big rock at all. But that's history for you. At any rate. So you got the answer, and you got stimulated, and you had a lot of thoughts about it, so that's cool. Again, the Mayflower leaving Plymouth, England on this date, 1620, they landed in Provincetown, and the first thing that they did was look around and say, wait a minute, we're in the wrong place, we've got to keep going. So they took another day, and they ended up on Plymouth, the Plymouth Colony, founded by the passengers of the Mayflower, and then there was the first Thanksgiving and all that other stuff. So you got it? You got it. 888-302-3684, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A sort of connection. I feel this. I'm going back to the flood a little bit here because I'm trying to figure out how this is happening. Kenny's doing a little research. And I'm looking at some of the ingredients that have come together to produce this, what was a flash flood, but now it isn't. The Denver metro area, Boulder, all over northern and central Colorado. Ground saturated with heavy rainfall on the 9th, and it just continues and continues and continues. An inch of rain an hour the first couple of days. Street flooding was severe last Tuesday, basically, it started. The atmosphere set in the right place. There was a low-level, low-pressure center over the Great Basin, a block from moving east or north by the large dome of high pressure, which was over the Pacific Northwest and Southwest Canada. The low pressure circulated all this moisture that had come in from the Pacific Ocean and up from the coast of western Mexico. So apparently the hurricane in western Mexico did have some impact on this, Kenny. Looks like there were 9 inches of rain that fell on the 12th, which was what, Friday? No, Thursday. Last Thursday.
Thursday.
Man. What a deluge. They haven't had this kind of rain there since July of 1919. But they have had this kind of, they have had this kind of weather before. Because as we know,
all I've been able to find so far is sort of an explanation of what happened.
Yeah.
That the Colorado normally has a sort of a monsoon season that ends by the end of August.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't. And the many of the cities there don't usually get temperatures that are 97 degrees or above, but they did, and it happened all at the same time, and it sort of, you know, no pun intended, was a perfect storm for this event. The high pressure from the high temperatures and the rain continuing, but I don't see any explanation for why that happened.
Well, why did it happen? It happened because it rained a lot.
Right. And it was hot.
And it was hot. Yep.
Yeah.
So I just think that we are thankful. We ought to all be thankful. And the rain is good, but this much rain is very destructive, very, very destructive. So it takes its toll. And our minds, at least my mind anyway, I don't know if I can speak for anybody else, goes out to those who are suffering with all of this. 888-302-3684. The story, there are a couple of things here that it seems to me are worthy of our attention, including the continuing focus, which seems to be foolish to me. But the Washington Post took a shot at the Redskins this weekend, and that seems to have stirred the pot as to the controversy over the Redskins name. Maybe we'll try to work our way around that in a few minutes. Plus, the cruise business. As we get into the fall and the winter, people are trying to figure out whether they want to take a cruise because they're still kind of shocked at the situation with the Costa Concordia and all of the trouble that Carnival has had. So we'll address that in a moment or two as well. Right now, the problem I would like to address with you is your hair. Is your hair fine, healthy? If it is, then don't pay any attention to the next 60 seconds. However, if it's not, then maybe you ought to pay attention to me for 60 seconds as I work on the problem of solving your thinning hair. There are a lot of different treatments around, but the side effects are very negative until you hear the story of Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. It's a new all-natural, let me underscore that, the all-natural way to take care of thinning hair. Even if you've had thinning hair for years, you will not have the problem anymore. Try Provia today, risk-free, by calling 800-525-8319. What's going to happen when you get your Provia is you'll look at the instructions. It says put a little bit on your scalp in the areas where your hair is thin and massage it in. Use your hands or those little devices that you can get, the little electric things that stir around. What it does is it gets into the pores and cleans out the debris that's in there because you've been using cheap shampoos. Stop using the cheap shampoos. Get the good stuff. After Provia cleans things out, and then you'll not get them plugged up once again. That's what you'd like to avoid. Plugging up your pores keeps the hair from growing, and when you cleanse them, open them up, bingo, there comes the hair. Provia also has a thickening agent that will take the hair that's on your head and make it seem thicker and fuller. Very cool all the way around. 800 525-8319 or go to triprovia.com and get a free month supply, free upgrade to priority shipping if you mention Doug Steffen. Order right now, 800-525-8319, and see the results before you run out of the product. It's Provia for your hair, 800-525-8319.
God is not mad at you. It's the Joyce Meyer Radio Minute, a daily minute program to help you experience real love, acceptance, and guilt-free living. Here's New York Times bestselling author, Joyce Meyer.
The Bible encourages us to maintain a conscience that is void of offense toward God and man. But if we have an oversensitive conscience, we will find that we feel guilty about many things that really don't seem to bother other people at all. A symptom of perfectionism or performance acceptance mentality is anxiety. The more we study and get to know God personally, the more we know the truth, and that truth will set us free little by little. Keep studying God's Word and take it as a personal message to you. You'll have a healthy conscience that can receive conviction from the Holy Spirit, but not be condemned. And always remember, God is not mad at you.
For more information and insight on how you can experience real love, acceptance, and guilt-free living, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sight. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
I have been reading a lot more philosophy of late, Kenny. And one of the things I came upon this weekend, I find myself when I go to bed now, I don't watch television, I read. And I picked up something that I saw that actually Kirk Douglas had written, which in a sense speaks to something that we all have on our minds, whether we admit to it. It's conscious or subconscious, one at one level or the other. We think about forgiveness for the things that we have done that are mistakes. How many of us think or act or feel like you would like to be forgiven? Or how many of you are forgiving of others who make a mistake? You can't forgive or get forgiveness if you don't admit that you made a mistake. And one of the things that Douglas writes about is racism and how much of a problem it is in our country. There are so many other injustices, though, not to belittle this, because it's a very important, I think, a very important chasm in our society, which doesn't seem to be getting any better. We had some really good principled learning from people like Martin Luther King Jr., and as now I feel like when people are talking to me, they're lecturing to me. I never felt as a kid listening to Martin Luther King, they were lecturing me, or you ought to, nee, 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 nee. But the other side of it is that we have done a lot of things as a nation that we ought not to have done. And if you want to bring it down to what really affects you, I guess I would ask the question, how many of you have done things that you are either ashamed of or know were wrong or maybe were caught doing that you wish you hadn't done? Have you asked for, did you apologize, number one, and did you ask for forgiveness from the person, number two? That's a good start. Apologies are not necessarily excuses. They just are, I was wrong. And the other side of it is, then how open are you to saying to that person, I forgive you? I just thought it was worth some thought, and so therefore I dropped it into your head. 51 after the hour. This is Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
On to Puerto Rico. Ah. 53 after the hour on the Monday, 9/16/13, XFM Good Day program. Tech Talk time now with Shelley Palmer appearing on the scene, who today is going to bring your attention around to the release of the new Apple iPhone 5S and whether it's worth the attention. Is it negative or positive? And if you're out there looking for it, should you buy one of these puppies? That's coming up in just a moment here on Good Day.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, at long last, the iPhone 5S is here. Last week, Apple unveiled its newest iPhone, which looks nearly identical to the iPhone 5, but now comes in three colors, silver, gold, and spacey gray. The new iPhone, which will ship September 20th, will also sport a silver or gold ring around the home button, which signifies the biggest upgrade from the iPhone 5, a fingerprint scanner. Dubbed Touch ID, the scanner will let you unlock your phone using your thumb rather than a passcode, and will also simplify the process of buying things at iTunes. iTunes. The biggest internal change is a bump up in the processor speed. The iPhone 5S features a new A7 processor, which is a 64-bit chip. That means it's twice as fast as the iPhone 5 and 40 times faster than the original iPhone. Apple also improved the camera and battery life. So, if you want the best Apple has to offer, the iPhone 5S goes on sale September 20th, starting at $199. Follow me on Twitter, @ShellyPalmer, or go to ShellyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelly Palmer.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Whether or not it's food, fuel, or anything to keep America's future thriving, if you got it, our country's truck drivers most likely brought it to you. Brian Osage says, this is the week to say thank you for truck drivers' efforts around the country.
It's National Truck Driver Appreciation Week, a great time to honor the 3.1 million drivers who deliver life's essentials. Meritor, a premier axle and brake company with world-class engineering, manufacturing, and testing capabilities, and the American Trucking Associations are taking notice. Meritor's Tim Burns.
Here at Meritor, we recognize that truck drivers keep our country moving. They log close to 400 million miles each year and deliver billions of tons of freight, all while keeping our highways very safe.
Burns says Meritor knows the weight of a truck driver's work. Each year, the company makes 120,000 truck freight shipments in the U.S. and interacts with more than 2,400 drivers.
This week, when drivers enter any of our U.S. facilities and sites, they'll see banners of appreciation, and Meritor employees will personally say thank you for their service and commitment to delivering goods safely and on time.
And that's something to appreciate, considering 80% of U.S. communities depend on the trucking industry to receive their goods. For more, log on to Meritor.com. That's Newsbreak from Meritor.
All right, here's something from the technical world. Maybe you wish you would be married to this woman, a California woman in serious trouble for sneaking into a computer and increasing her husband's paycheck. Samantha Liotta of San Jose worked for a payroll services firm. And her husband worked for the Green Waste Recovery Systems, and she got into their payroll and added money to her husband's check. Apparently, a serious amount, how much he was making, but he got a $250 raise thanks to her getting into the computer. So that's technology at its finest, right? Little creativity, never hurt. They had cotton, she could pay $250,000 fine.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.